Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. On yesterday's call, we started talking about seven reasons why you may be down, but not out.
Amen.
Luke 13, verses 10 and 11. Luke 13, 10 and 11, Classic Amplified. Now Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. There was a woman there who for 18 years had had an infirmity caused by a spirit, a demon of sickness. She was bent completely forward, utterly unable to straighten herself up or to look upward. The woman had suffered for 18 years. No doubt the enemy had come to steal her hope, kill her dreams, destroy her faith, but it didn't work. We're confident the enemy was laughing at this woman, encouraging her to denounce her faith in God and his word. Luke 13:12, New Living Translation. When Jesus saw her, he called her and said, "Dear woman, you're healed of your sickness." This woman was in the temple by accident. She was there for a divine appointment. Think about that. In the midst of her pain, the previous 18 years, this woman was expectant. Luke 13:13, Classic Amplified. Then he laid his hands on her, and instantly she was made straight, and she recognized and thanked and praise God. Here are seven reasons you may be down, but you're definitely not out. We're going to do a brief review, then we'll finish this teaching. Number one, the woman still had faith. Even through 18 years of pain and probable humiliation in her condition, the woman had faith that her condition could be changed and she could be healed. Proverbs 24:10. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Jesus even recognized the faith of the woman. Listen to how he referred to her in Luke 13:16, where it says, "And know not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day." If you feel the enemy has had you bound, hold fast to your confession of faith. Your miracle is on the way.
Number two, the woman came to the right source at the right place and at the right time. Why? Because she came to praise God and glorify his name. She hadn't given up on God. You know, in our daily lives, we need to make sure we're positioning ourselves for victory by keeping God in the forefront. 1 Thessalonians 1:3, Classic Amplified says, "Recalling unceasingly before God and Father your work energized by faith and service motivated by love and unwavering hope in the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah." This woman was energized by faith when she went to the temple for a divine encounter with Jesus, ended up being Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 1:4, Message Bible. 1 Thessalonians 1:4 says, "It is clear to us, friends, that God not only loves you very much, but also has put his hand on you for something special. When the message we preached came to you, it wasn't just words. Something happened in you. The Holy Spirit put steel in your convictions." Point being, God has his hands on you for something special.
Amen. Third, Number three, Jesus saw this woman. Psalm 40:17, the Living Bible. "I am poor and weak, yet the Lord is thinking about me right now. Oh God, you're my helper. You're my Savior. Come quickly and save me. Please don't delay." Yes, our great God Jehovah is thinking about you at this very moment.
That's right.
God sees every tear, hears every laugh, every cry of anguish, every dream, every sight or sigh of loneliness, every pain you felt, every hope for the future, God sees each of us, regardless of the circumstances. God not only sees what you're going through, He's right there for you 24/7.
Amen and amen. Fourth, the woman listened for Jesus' voice. Can you imagine how this woman felt when Jesus called her over? In that moment, she knew she had that. She had hope.
Yes, she did.
There are times in life when Jesus calls to us with a scriptural insight, a new direction, a correction or redirection, but we need to be listening for His voice. The woman was definitely listening, and guess what? She responded, hallelujah.
Amen.
John 8, verse 47, Classic Amplified says this, Whosoever is of God listens to God. Those who belong to God hear the words of God. This is the reason that you do not listen to those words, to me, because you do not belong to God and are not of God or in harmony with Him. Jesus is talking to the Sadducees and the Pharisees. He goes, you're religious. Those who love me are listening to what I have to say.
Absolutely.
And you are not. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday.
Great idea. Number five, the woman took Jesus at His word. Luke 13:12, New Living Translation. When Jesus saw her, He called her over and said, dear woman, you're healed of your sickness. When Jesus told the woman she was free of infirmity, she immediately straightened up her back. The woman didn't doubt that she was healed. The woman embraced her healing. Question, do we embrace our healing? Well, yes, my brother Harold, God has never spoken to me the way He's spoken to this woman. See, we have to realize that God speaks to and instructs us through His word. Every time we open the Bible, we're entering into His presence. We may not see Jesus like the woman did, but that doesn't mean He's not our ever-present help in time of trouble. The woman's response in Luke 13:13 was amazing. The woman expressed an instantaneous miracle, and that verse says she recognized and thanked and praised God.
Mm-hmm.
No matter where you're headed or what you're doing, it's always miracle time.
Think about it.
Amen. Matthew 9:20-22. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind Him and touched the hem of His garment. She said within herself, if I may but touch His garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned about, and when He saw her, He said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour on. Now, we pointed out before that the Hebrew for the word touched, I'm sorry, the Greek for the word touched, means light, gentle, faint tap with a finger or hand. Secular dictionaries confirm that definition. However, it's not the definition of touch that we found in Strong's Concordance. The Greek word for touched is G680. G680, and it means to fasten oneself to adhere to cling. We've shared this before. But if you're believing God for a miracle, you got to know it's going to take more than a light touch of faith. You need to fasten, adhere, and cling to His word, making it one with you.
Amen.
Too many believers think a light or momentary embrace of the word is going to be a panacea, solve all our problems. That's not necessarily so.
Number six, the woman had not only had faith, she exercised her faith. How did this woman feel when she saw Jesus? When she heard Him speak to her, faith brought her to the synagogue week after week. But hope arose in her when she came into His presence. When Jesus laid holy hands on this woman, She immediately straightened up, something she could never do before. What changed her attitude? Actually, that's what changed her attitude.
Yes.
Her faith was strengthened by the words that Jesus spoke. Just like Peter was told, come out of that boat. He had a direct word from God. She had a direct word from God. God gives us the word so that we can have direct words.
Amen. Because when hope arises, we take a step of faith. That's what it says in Hebrews 11:1, honey.
That's right.
Living Bible. What is faith? Is it a confident assurance that something we want is going to happen?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah is right. It's the certainty that what we hope for is waiting for us, even though we cannot see it up ahead.
The scripture says that Jesus became the Word and dwelt among us. That's in John 1:14. It's time for us, you and I, all of us, to take steps of faith to gain our hope for a miracle manifestation through God's Word.
Amen.
In Romans 4:17, I love this. Romans 4:17, this in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says this. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. This is God talking to Abraham. He was appointed our father in the sight of God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and speaks of the non-existent
yes.
things that he has foretold and promised as if they already existed.
Glory.
Glory, hallelujah. He knew, God knew, that Isaac would be born, and he wanted Abraham to believe it too before he was ever born. Our faith, our attitude, our hope in the Word is going to cause non-existing things to come into existence. King James Version of Hebrews 11:1, wow. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. What's substance? It's something that is substance. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Hallelujah. Number 7, the woman didn't forget to praise the Lord. Luke 13:13, Classic Amplified Bible. Then he laid his hands on her, and instantly she was made straight, and she recognized and thanked and praised God.
Amen.
The woman recognized, thanked, and praised
God.
Amen. Luke 13:13, King James. And he laid hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for glorified is G1391. 1391, and it means to praise, to extol, magnify, celebrate, to honor, to hold in honor, to make renown, render illustrious, to cause the dignity and the worth of some personal thing to become manifest and acknowledged.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God
and amen.
For the victory.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That just makes you want to shout.
It does.
So we need to make sure we're always praising God.
That's right.
Psalm 9, verses 1 and 2.
That's good.
9, 1 and 2, New Living Translation. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all the marvelous things you've done. I'll be filled with joy because of you. I will sing praises to your name, O Most High God. Yes, God immediately healed a woman's back, but she'd been waiting for a miracle for 18 years. You may have been down as well, not by a crooked back, but under the weight of emotional, physical, spiritual, or financial problems. But hold fast to your confession, because
your answer
is on
the
way.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Now I make you shout hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, till tomorrow morning at 8:30, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.